Welcome back to Head Games Radio on Sports Byline and Sirius Satellite Channel 122. You know, I'd like to see if anybody thinks that their sports section can compare with USA Today. And a guy joining us knows just a little bit about that, Howard Balzer, who's in St. Louis, a place that's had a little success in another sport recently. How are you, Howard?
Doing well, Nick. Doing very well.
How is the city feeling after that unpredictable, unheard-of comeback from 83 wins to the World Championship?
I think it's still somewhat in shock, you know, because...
Why wouldn't it be?
Yeah, I know. It was just so improbable that it happened, although it just once again shows that once the postseason starts, you know, anything can happen. And, you know, the reality is that there were times during this year that the Cardinals, you know, were 14, 16 games over 500. So it wasn't as if they just, you know, played, you know, 500 baseball the whole year. But they had some very difficult stretches, and they lost their closer, and they lost their number two starter in Mark Mulder, and Jim Edmonds didn't play for 6 weeks, and David Eckstein ends up being the World Series MVP. He was out for more than a month. But pretty much a lot of guys got healthy at the right time. The postseason set up pretty good from the pitching staff, and you know, but to get the performances they did from guys like, you know, Jeff Weaver, and of course the first game of the World Series with Anthony Reyes was a big part of it. But you know Tony La Russa said from the beginning that if we have our team, then we can beat anybody, and that's what he said before the postseason started, and he turned out to be 100% accurate.
Let's talk about, because we like psychology on this show, it's easy to look back and say everything that Tony La Russa did was the right move, but in retrospect, it doesn't look as if his ignoring or not placing enough value and extreme on the fact that Kenny Rogers seemed to be cheating did not hurt them. In fact, maybe it kept them more focused. What do you think?
It very well might have, and you know, he felt, and this is the way he's always been as a manager. He doesn't like it when other managers do that. And he called attention to it mainly with the intent of to get him to stop. And he didn't want to turn the World Series, you know, into a circus and get a guy kicked out and, you know, and all those things. And, you know, who knows? If they don't win after that, you know, who knows what the reaction is. And, of course, they come home after that game and Chris Carpenter pitches a game that, a game for the ages almost. I mean, you go eight innings and have like 82 pitches, 27 of which were balls, is a pretty amazing performance. And so that really, really catapulted them. But, you know, you mentioned psychology, Nick, and leadership and all those things. And I really go back, and you talk about decisions. What was really interesting was you really go back to when the postseason started and a decision that Tony La Russa made actually on the last day of the regular season. And the Cardinals, had the lead. You know, they had won Friday and Saturday. They had a game and a half lead on Houston. And so, a Houston loss or a Cardinal win clinches it on Sunday. And he decided not to pitch Chris Carpenter, figuring that, hey, let's see if we can get in and clinch this thing today and then have Carpenter available for the first game against San Diego. And it ended up the Cardinals lost, but the Astros lost also. And so now you had Carpenter available for game one, which you would not have had he had a pitch on Sunday. And so he goes in, pitches well. And then the other thing is, you know, you talk about having confidence in players. And during that last stretch of the regular season, a lot of people forget this, when the Cardinals lost seven in a row, and of course the Astros won seven in a row, which is what made it close, is that four of those seven games that they lost, the Cardinals entered the seventh or the eighth inning with the lead, and their bullpen couldn't hold it. And they had all kinds of bullpen questions at that point. And in a couple of games, Nick, he stayed with Carpenter a little too long because he didn't have confidence in that bullpen. Well, in that first game against San Diego, you know, the Cardinals have the lead. Carpenter's kind of running out of gas around the seventh inning, and he went to the bullpen. And that young bullpen got it done that day. And just by A, La Russa showing confidence in them in a very important situation, I think helped them pitch the way they did the rest of the year. And then Jim Edmonds got up in the post-game locker room, and you'll get a kick out of this, did the football thing. He got up on a chair and he gave out a game ball, which of course you don't hear in baseball. And Ronnie Belliard had made a great play with the bases loaded in that inning after Carpenter came out. And he gave a game ball to Ronnie Belliard. And that became kind of a theme of the postseason, waiting for Edmonds to give a game ball after the game. And in fact, in the post-game locker room after the World Series win, players were waiting to celebrate and waiting to do anything with the trophy until Edmonds got up and awarded his game ball. So, you know, those little things, I think, is what fueled this team in the postseason and added to a lot of the confidence that they had in doing what they had to.
Well, let's stick with baseball for a second with Jim Leland's decision not to pitch Kenny Rogers in the fifth game, hoping somehow they'd get to a sixth game. It's easy to say that was a mistake. Was he simply hiding Kenny Rogers?
That's what it sounded like. And, you know, I mean, on one level, you can understand what Leland was doing because he said, hey, we have to win three games. But really what they had to do was win one game to get back to Detroit. And I think that's the real key here. You know, if the situation was reversed and, you know, you knew you were going to go on the road anyway, then you might look at it a little differently. But let's remember, when he decided to pitch Kenny Rogers in Game 2 and Game 6 right to start the series, when he could have pitched him in Game 1, he did it because he wanted Kenny Rogers to pitch at home. Then you throw in everything that happened in Game 2, and when Leland comes out and says he didn't want to expose Rogers to that atmosphere, that what it would have been in St. Louis, that's essentially acknowledging that he didn't think he could handle it. And so, you know, who knows what would have happened had he pitched, but the bottom line is that they needed that game. Obviously, they needed three, but if they win Game 5, then all of a sudden you go home and you feel a lot different about yourself. And if it's me, I'd probably pitch Rogers, but he knows the guy. He knows what he's made up of. He knows his psyche, and he probably felt that maybe he wouldn't have been able to handle a road game given everything that had happened.
That's Howard Balls from USA Today. Howard, let's make the connection to the inevitable comparisons between the playoff system in baseball versus football and the fact that football is three and coming close to four times, that's right, four times more popular than baseball. Here's John Clayton from yesterday's show from ESPN on our show yesterday.
Because add to the fact, not only do you have the big event part of football, but I think once you get to, say, a World Series, there's really almost it's a regional sport in many ways. Now, you know, I think it verifies by the numbers. I mean, you know, outside of, say, St. Louis and Detroit, the interest in baseball in the World Series isn't in comparison to, say, football once you get into the playoffs. Because, again, I think there's so many things that factor in. I mean, one, I think there's so much more interest thanks to fantasy football that really keeps the public even more educated as far as the players of the game. But then, of course, the big event then carries through for each of the playoff games to a point where it's a big crescendo at the Super Bowl. And then it even carries through in the offseason where baseball used to dominate in the hot stove league. It's still very vital, but it's not as big as, say, the NFL for the hot stove league.
That's John Clayton from yesterday's show. Bob Costas talked about the culture now, a big event culture, that football plays into that, and baseball's lost that luster.
No, I think it's 100% right. I think it's also what has happened with adding playoffs to baseball now adds all these games, and it goes on for virtually the entire month of October. You know, you're deciding games at night, and you know, you're shutting kids out in a lot of respects. And so I agree with what John said. And you know, hey, it used to be, I can remember, you know, you won your league and that was it. You played the World Series, and there was that immediacy to it, even though it was a best of seven. But the big event, I mean, that's huge with football because it's one and done. You got that one game, and that's it, and it all leads to it. And that certainly fuels the interest in football during the year because you have that tremendous build-up for the one game of the week and then great feelings or letdowns afterwards, and then you start gearing up for next week. And then when you do that in the playoffs, the intensity is tenfold or hundredfold, whatever it might be. And so it's just a totally different animal right now. But, you know, I understand for revenue why they do what they do in baseball, having all these series, but the length of the season is just so long, it almost gets to the point where people are just so glad when it's over. Whereas football, you're going, man, I can't believe the season's over. They're not playing until July again, and so, you know, training camp. And I think that whole part of the psyche is a big part of it.
Here's Bob Costas on the NFL playoff format versus baseball.
It's more legitimate because a team that has a weak record as a division winner, relatively weak, or that sneaks in as a wild card, has a shot at the Super Bowl, but it's a long shot. Even the Steelers, who managed to win as a wild card last year, they clearly had to travel a much more difficult road. You got to play the extra game. You always have to play the highest remaining seed. And you have to play all your games on the road. in a system where home field advantage is 100% because each round is only one game. Now, you contrast that with baseball, where a team could be 162-0, and if they face a weak division winner or wild card winner in the playoffs, the only advantage they get is the extra home game, and the first round, the only round that's guaranteed to include the best teams and the weakest teams, is a best-of-five crapshoot. Anybody knows that while an upset is possible in any sport, an upset is much more likely in a small cluster of games in baseball than it is in any other sport. It's entirely possible for the Tampa Bay Devil Rays to win a given 3 out of 5 series from the 1927 Yankees.
That's Bob Costas. Well, on the other hand, it's one thing to say it's a crapshoot with 5 games. What about one game? We just got 30 seconds in this segment.
Well, you know, it is a crapshoot, but that's the way it is all year. It's one game. You know, you're playing one game. You're not playing series. You know, in baseball, everything changes in the postseason because it's different than you played all year, even though it's a series, but you don't use all your pitchers. It's, you know, if you have a shorter pitching staff and 3 good starters, you can get by. And so you can win a series where you're not going to win over a lot of time in the regular season if you don't have that deep a pitching staff.
Talking with Howard Balzer from USA Today. And when we come back, Howard, if you'll stay with us, let's talk a little bit about Seattle and Oakland, the Monday night game coming up. Let's talk about Sean Merriman. Let's talk about the Pac-Man, whether people really care about what happens to Pac-Man Jones, and more on Head Games Radio on Sports Byline USA and Sirius Satellite Channel 122.